podcast dinle.
Hello everybody and welcome to Future is in the Science, which is a kind of a sequel of a really legendary Turkish science communication channel, which is Gelecek Bilim'de. But this is an international science channel, and my name is Cevdet Acarsoy. I am a research assistant and clinical psychologist at Leiden University. And who I have here is legendary, wait for it, Ayhan Sicimoğlu. Welcome.
Thank you. Wow. What an honor that you call me legendary. I wish I was.
It is to me, and I'm sure for many, really? Many more people. And wow. Let's check our, let's hear from our viewers. Is everything good with the image and audio? I think it's good. Let's hear from the chat. So we had a similar talk in Turkish, but we thought waiting to all the people in the world about this talk. And I know that you have lots of friends may want to listen to you in the TV or other mass media places, but your native language is Turkish. Maybe they were having hard time to follow. Were there any instances like that? Did you also be a guest in international national or radios?
I did a couple of interviews with BBC,
oh.
and in Italy, Rai, and what else? Let me remember. Try to remember you. Or probably more in USA, the CNN World Channel. Couple of events.
Okay.
Like this.
Okay, so then we are the last one after all those famous channels. But I promise this is the most sincere one, I think. So welcome again, and thank you for accepting our invitation. And for those of you who don't know you, you introduce yourself in your own words. Who is Ayhan Sicimoğlu?
Oh, what a difficult task. Okay, Ayhan Sicimoğlu is a world citizen. Which I hope. Let me tell you what I hope that I should be, what I'm hoping that I am. A world citizen and a world traveler and maybe a food critic, a musician, quite international. In about 3 days' time, we're going to the Greek island of Rhodos.
Wow.
To play at the Rhodos International Jazz Festival. Me and my band, with a guest from Greece, a Turkish Latin, not pardon, Turkish Greek, Ahmet. Çok gürültü var, bir şey yapıyorum burada. Somebody came to.
That's okay.
Ahmet came to collect the garbage. So we have this is the summer house in Bodrum. So we have a different setup, not a lot like last time, Istanbul House. This is a summer house, which belongs to my wife, not me. And but I do not come here very often, maybe 3 times a year or something, but 2 days only. I was here, I came yesterday, day before yesterday, because my daughter had a classical music concert. And at the same night, after the concert, which is a beautiful place called Zai in Bodrum. Zai supposedly stands for olives in ancient languages. Zai.
He said, there are no races. There's only one race, and it is human race. We are all part of the human race. What do you think about that?
I think we all come from Africa.
Okay.
African. We have African heart, soul. We all come from Africa, which is, of course, as you know, is the truth now. And we had to travel land to seek for fortunes and adventures. We went to other lands, but the home is Africa to all of us. And of course, we change colors and whatnot, skins and hair colors with the environment. But of course, there's no race if you dig down. But later on, of course, they admit that the races start because people, by geographical distances, get detached from each other.
Give you an example. If I find a picture in Leiden, the city I live, the most famous street called Breestraat, really, really old. And while I was walking there, so in an old building, and on top of the building, what do you say, like the let's say, forehead of the building, you know, the I don't know the architectural term, the triangle shape on top in the yes. in the facade, there was like a bearded, Alton alike, a figure that carved there. And in the top of it, it says Gouden Turk, which means Golden Turk. And I asked like the people around here, the old people, like, what's it all about? Why I see like in the most famous street in the oldest city in the Netherlands, I see like a Golden Turk and then like a shape. And they said it is, let me find the picture. Gouden Turk. Or yeah, it says in Vergulden Turk, in the memory of the Golden Turk, it says in literal. And if I find a picture, it is because, oh, I found it. It is because the reason is that at around that time, the Netherlands ship, Dutch ships, were having problems with the pirates, the trade route. And then they asked the help for Ottoman Empire. And then they just say, okay, at the back of your ship, just put the Ottoman flag. That would be enough. That would keep the pirates at bay. So in their show their gratitude, they put it in the facade of that building, which is like a trade building, very old trade building.
You see, to fly an Ottoman flag, you have to pay a tribute. It's like nowadays. What's the word? It's like loyalty.
Royalty.
Royalty dues. Like if you fly a Turkish flag, which is a scimitar with one arm, scimitar carrying a cut arm like that, and green, and maybe and red maybe, and if because a lot of the pirates when they come in and you hoist the flag, they stop. They turn around and go away.
They wouldn't risk going into war with the empire.
So if you can only do it if you give some percentage of your some money.
Yeah.
To the bay in North Africa. Yeah, of course. And in lottery, 1/3. Anyway, so all these stories, what was quite interesting, the things that are different than what they are, what we have been told, is not exactly the same. The history is changing. With the Uluburun shipwreck, we had the pleasure and the honor of changing the history as well. Something which thought didn't exist, it did exist.
Just made this new, but what's your resource? What's your source? Show your reference. And I really find it important, and we would be really appreciated if you would also help us, distribute this campaign.
I would, a couple of words to these people, young people especially, in the world, in Turkey. I don't understand how, but some people have like 1 million, 2 million followers, young kids, boys and girls. And I don't know how they get, but they get it. They should use it for a good purpose. Do not use like, of course you can issue jokes, which I do myself too. I every now and then, because people get tired of this, always murders and fires and gold diggers and da da da. And you, after a while you say, oh my God, I mean, and you have to at least relax and say a happy good morning or one stupid joke.
Yeah.
Something funny or some cat doing a funny, some little video of an animal doing something.
Or they could convert it to the income. Some of them like really gain money with doing the advertisement, promotions about it. Okay, that's also good. But they should use at least
good purposes.
Yeah,
good purposes. Good purposes. Good purposes. I use it too. I mean, the people offer me money for this social media. My first condition is I have to like the product. If I don't like a product, I cannot do one Instagram for $1 million. I will not.
Exactly. Yeah.
First, I have to trust, and they, could you please, how much you charge? Da, da, da, da. So the other day I made something for the Sabancı Group about Atatürk, and I said there's money involved in it, which they paid me. I said, do not pay me. Pay 18 lira vakfa.
Yeah.
to the foundation of the 18th century education volunteers group. At least it goes to something. I mean, it's not too much money, but that money is done for me nothing, maybe, which I would spend in one dinner in Paris. But that would maybe provide scholarship of a young boy or girl in a primary school for one year.
Also, most important thing with the promotions, there is this responsibility to write somewhere. It's a promotion, not your own idea. So because some influencers they say something about a product, and there's no way to say if it's their own idea or they get paid for it. So that's really important that they should say, okay, this is a promotion, and I'm blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Because then the people would understand, this is for promotion, or this is for like a real idea, real opinion. One more question. By the way, Yutugen says, I wish is a good air. Thank you. Many, many people followed. I'm sorry. I apologize. I couldn't read them all, but all of them are welcome. This is the second stream of our English channel, which was the first was about cognitive dissonance. And then this is about travel and cultures. I really, really like this new version. And then we will stream to the whole world. Why not? Just remain isolated in Turkish language. And then there's a question from my father, which I'm bound to ask. I have no
from your father.
If it's coming from my father, I'm bound. I'm sorry. He says, is there a relationship between the cultural level of the country and their economies? What do you think of?
Come again?
Is there a relationship between an association between cultural level of countries and their economic development, economic level?
Not exactly, because I've seen poor countries with amazing culture level. I've seen rich countries. I mean, America, if I may say so.
Okay.
Sorry, Americans. America really rich, and they said, I'm walking on stage. Where do you come from? I said, Turkey. Ah, is that in Africa?
Okay. That's the cultural level.
Horrible. Excuse me. But at the same time, I lived in New York City for 10 years, and I have some quite intellectual friends. I still have some very close friends. They are like super, they are wide-angled people, Americans. I mean, they really, as a whole, the other side of it. But as it is generally, it's a land of cowboys.
I see.
But then let me give you a counter example. Go to, let's say, Vietnam.
Yeah.
Poor.
Yeah.
Oh, go to India. Go to India. Poor.
But that they send a satellite to the Mars orbit of.
They send satellite to Mars, and they are doing all the world softwares.
Yeah.
But like billions of people living inside, they're clean, they eat health food, they are polite. I mean, they are non-aggressive. They did not eat. I mean, I'm talking about Buddhist part. No,
not the whole. Yeah.
I'm generalizing it. So here is another example. It's a very poor country, but a great culture. So, Japan, another phenomenal, rich country, extremely rich, but they don't show it. You don't see a Rolls Royce with men with six gold wristwatch and women with diamonds about this size. He's maybe the guy's a billionaire, but he's like, the guy in the street. I mean, they have this amazing culture of not showing their wealth.
Yeah.
But you come to Turkey, unfortunately, excuse me, Turks again, especially this new Turkey, if I may say so. I mean, this guy cannot speak a word in any language, including Turkey.
including his own.
including Turkish.
Okay.
But he's like, he's driving this, they love Mercedes, Mercedes-Benz 380 XCLHBH, whatever, all the alphabet. Mercedes behind it. I mean, but you go to his house, and he's all these gold-plated chairs, but if you sit one of them, they break or something. And it's, there's, I mean, he has no garden, he has no hobbies. He doesn't listen to any music. Doesn't travel. He doesn't. I mean, another super well filthy rich, but minus culture. It's New Turkey. I'm not talking about everybody here again. There's this new people here with new money, which is quite dangerous. Anyway, so there, I don't see this to your father.
Okay, which brings me to the people that you know. Sorry. The people you know, no, last question. The people you know, there's, you know, many, many people, and then these are really influential people, powerful people. How do you know all those people in your shows? Are you deliberately going to do your friends, or it seems to me you have friends all over the world. How that happened?
Okay, I'm coming back. Let me just correct you something. Write this in the güzel havalarda dans eden hakiki bir Türk.
Okay.
Write this in your Google. I found the link to Argentina. Because I said Buenos Aires means good air. Güzel havalarda dans eden hakiki bir Türk. And then go down. There's a photo of people dancing on the street. Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
And go down. There's a food. Go down. Go
and
down,
your photo.
And there's a photo with the girl, Pelin. This is Pelin. Best dancer. One of the best dancers. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Yeah, now they see. Okay, we're good. Okay, so yeah, how do you know all those people? I was always curious, you know, like how on earth that you have lots of friends in those places.
Let me tell you one thing. You know the secret. You know the key to this is intelligence. My teacher said to me, I mean, in my intelligence, IQ, and being because. If you're intelligent and you have a high IQ, you are most probably a good storyteller. Most probably. You don't know that there's IQ, high IQ guys, braining, a scientist, but he doesn't talk. I'm not talking about this guy. I'm talking about the social intelligence.
Social intelligence.
My teacher told me in my high school, he said, think about your friends. You never miss a stupid friend. The friends, think of, forget about your family, your father, I'm asking you now. Think of all your friends in the world. Which one do you miss a lot?
Not necessarily the most intelligent one, I must say.
Yeah, but most socially intelligent one.
Most like. Socially intelligent one, yes. That's
because he has things to give to you.
Yeah.
You take from him. You suck his... sort of social intelligence. You devour his stories.
Yeah.
You love his style of storytelling and his life. You like to share things together. When you miss people, you miss the people that you want to share with.
Yeah.
You want to go out eat something together because he's going to tell you something funny. He's going to tell you something that you love to learn, that you're learning from that food, from this. So he knows a lot to tell you. So you miss him because you want to see him again. So the reason I have friends, I think, now this is my theory again, because I have left a scar in their soul.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So the other day I went to this little town in Sicily a couple of years ago, which I had been there like 5 years prior to that one. And because what was the name of the town? It's famous for its chocolates. So I said, I think I've been to the store. probably 7 or 6 years ago, selling good chocolate. She had chocolates, bitter chocolates, chocolates made with red pepper, very nice. Okay. Modica, name of the town is Modica. Modica in Sicily. So Modica is famous with chocolates. Isn't that interesting? I'll tell you how. Anyway, so I went in. The girl, I do not remember the girl. It was good. I said, welcome back. It's been like 5 or 6 years, but we have missed you a lot.
Wow.
I've been there only once for like half an hour shopping chocolates. And then she gave me some chocolates for free because we were chatting and we were laughing. And then she was giggling all the time. Like we were like, you know, I don't know. I speak Italian. Of course, that makes them easy to get along. Italians, they don't like to speak foreign languages. And so is Spanish. I speak Spanish as well. So I get along with them in their own language. So she's never forgotten me. So okay. Now I have a friend there. I can go there anytime. Chocolate shopping. I forget her name, but she remembers mine.
Now I see. Yeah. You make something in their memories.
I leave a scar in their soul.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, that was my last question. Now I hope in one day we will, I don't know, in real life come together and then have this great chat. I really enjoyed both of our chats, both Turkish and English. Is the same hold for you?
Yes, sir. Yeah. All the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope in one day we will talk in real life if you, I don't know, visit around this places or, yeah, who knows. Okay.
Say hi to your father and that gentleman that was asking the questions again, of course, and again to everybody who's been following and listening to this. Maybe a little bit long. I hope it wasn't boring for you guys. And have fun. Take it easy. That's the good word, American word. Take it easy. Take it easy, bruh.
My mentality is the living on living is I don't know if they can see it. It's like there's in. Live like a squirrel, like in the great poem of Nazım Hikmet.
Let me introduce you. Nero, gel buraya. Gel buraya. Sen bir işe gidiyor. Bak, eşek gidiyor. Sen bir şey gidiyor. Nero. Çok köpek var burada. I have a lot of dogs here. They're not mine. Like, Nero, gel evladım, gel. You've been on television, Nero. Gel Nero. You're worldwide. Gel. Ne bak gidiyor işte geldi görüyor musun? They're camera shot. They're four dogs here. They're beautiful dogs. One after each other.
Wow. They said thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience with us. All the best in the world, and then hope to see you again. And I will finish it with again the great poem of On Living from Nazım Hikmet. I think that makes sense. Finishing this. And we will have more English streams with the professors from Leiden University. I have something planned, and other professors. I have one friend from Yale. We'll talk about different brain stuff with her from Yale University, Yale, and then from Leiden University. Be tuned. Be sure to follow our Twitch channel. Future is in the science, and indeed it is.
Go with İlber Ortaylı. Did you ever make with him?
We are contacting him, but he was hesitant. If you see him, help us. Please help us.
He's a good friend. I would tell him to get involved.
Thanks. Yeah, after Celal Şengör, we want him too.
Celal is a good friend as well.
Exactly. So please help us with İlber Ortaylı and other friends of yours.
İlber is a good friend. She's a big fan of my daughter.
Ah, okay. Yeah, Ayşe Sicimoğlu.
She comes to listen to her operas, to every show she has. She's in the front seat.
Wow. Yeah, you mean he?
Excuse me. But you should maybe make one with Ayşe.
Yeah, why not? Good idea. We could talk about the vocal science.
Fluent English and French.
Nice. Good idea. I made a note. I can have the contact from
sure. Sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And we are closing with this great poem. And you see, the last thing, people can watch it. If you missed the live stream, you can watch it in our YouTube channel.
Yes.
And maybe yours, if you want, the, and your friend, yes, and all over the world. And they can also listen as a podcast. This whole, they can listen in Spotify. If they go to Futures in the Science, go to Spotify, they would find this whole 2 hour of talk in audio as a podcast. They could also. Okay.
Okay. All the best.
See you.
Podcast dinle.